from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Asthma is the leading chronic disease among children, but it hits some populations worse than others. Black children are suffering and dying at much higher rates than white kids, and researchers at UCSF are digging into genetic clues to understand why. Here's KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg.
Zuniga Crenshaw cringes as a tire swing whips her children around in circles.
You guys be careful, I think that's a little too fast.
The family is playing in a park in the East Bay town of Pleasanton on a sunny afternoon. Four of her kids have asthma, so does Crenshaw herself. Three-year-old Jace runs over to her mother, wheezing.
Are you feeling okay?
Crenshaw grabs an inhaler.
Here. Ah, good. Ready? Okay.
Perfect.
Crenshaw drops the inhaler in a pile of medications in her purse.
Zyrtec, and this is Claraspray, and there's albuterol and Dilara.
And there are more drugs at home. Finding the right treatment has been key to preventing sick days from asthma attacks. But the kids are missing fewer school days since they started visiting the Breathmobile, a long motorhome converted into an asthma clinic. The nonprofit clinic travels throughout the East Bay, offering free treatment to low-income families.
Tiny breath in, tiny breath out. Now take the big one, as big as you can, deep breath.
Inside the Breathmobile, a medical assistant tests the lungs of a five-year-old girl, fiddling with her tight braids. According to the Centers for Disease Control, this African-American girl is twice as likely to have asthma compared to a white child. And black kids are 10 times more likely to die of disease complications than white kids. Mary Frazier, a registered nurse with the Breathmobile, says asthma is caused by a number of factors, including obesity, air pollution, access to health care.
Pests, molds, mildews, pets in the house, perfumes, someone who smokes in the house.
She says asthma also runs in the family. If mom or dad has asthma, then the children are more likely to suffer.
60% of what's going to determine whether or not you have asthma or not is going to be due to genetic factors.
Marquita White is a geneticist at UCSF studying the DNA in minority groups with asthma. The subject hits home. She's African American and has three nephews with asthma. White hopes her research can fill in missing scientific data.
The majority of genetic studies, not just in asthma, but in most diseases, are done in Caucasian or European descent populations.
This general focus on white patients pushed Congress to pass legislation in 1993, requiring that publicly funded medical studies include more minorities. But a recent review of studies since the law passed found that only 5% of publicly funded research on lung disease included non-white patients.
Which means that most patients aren't getting the best care because we don't really know what the disease etiology is in their particular population.
In fact, White just published a study finding that the majority of genetic information scientists have on asthma patients doesn't apply to African Americans. White works in an ethnically diverse lab at UCSF, led by pulmonologist Esteban Bouchard. He believes a lot of health disparities could be explained if more minorities were included in genetic research. Bouchard points back to when only men were studied for heart disease.
But women present differently than men do for heart attacks. And so a whole generation of physicians were misclassifying, misdiagnosing women, simply because women were not involved in the original clinical trials.
And so, Bouchard's lab is now studying why inhalers provide relief for some children, but not for others. The scientists are studying the genes of Black, Mexican American, and Puerto Rican children to better understand drug responses in each population.
This is the first thing that people throw away, the package insert.
Bouchard unfolds the directions inside a box of a common asthma medication.
I've highlighted in yellow and circled in big red ink. And it specifically says that if you're African American and you take this, you have an eightfold increased risk of dying.
Bouchard says drugs work differently depending on the population. It's key to understand the biology, he says, because one size doesn't fit all. He hopes there will be a day when doctors prescribe ethnic-specific medications to asthma patients. He calls it the next frontier of individualized medicine. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.